She got a job at a local factory. Sent money back home to her family. She said, this is where I belong. This is my home. This is where I belong.
Yeah, wow. What a great song. This is my home. This is where I belong. Think about the people. More than 1 million people have already fled their homes in Ukraine, trying to get to the West, trying to get across the border to Poland, to Hungary, wherever they can. Oh, it's really hard to believe. These people had lives one day. They had jobs. They worked as teachers or doctors or worked at a factory. And then everything changed in one day. Women and children headed toward the border, and the men picked up guns. It's really, really hard to believe where we are at right now. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Matt Flynn Direct. I am filling in for Matt today. My name is Stu Daniels. Stu Man, the newsman, is what they used to call me. And we only have a few more minutes. Man, I can't believe how time flies when you're having fun doing a radio show. Got time for a couple more calls, though. If you want to join in, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can also text us at that number. And if you want to send me an email message, my email address is stumanradio. Stu is spelled S-T-U. It's stumanradio@gmail.com. Let's go to the phone lines and see what Robert from West Allis has to say. Robert, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning. Long time no talk. Sorry about changing subjects here, but you mentioned Ukraine, which is a hot topic right now. I think the U.S. foreign policy is just disgraceful and shameful between them and NATO. A lot of people don't remember in 1994 when Ukraine gave up its nuclear arsenal, NATO agreed they would protect them against Russian aggression. And look at where we are. You know, people are talking about World War III. What do you think is going to happen? We're going to have another arms race. All these countries who are looking at NATO and saying, you know, you guys aren't trustworthy. They're going to want to nuclearize, right? Because if Ukraine had its nuclear arsenal right now, I guarantee you this Russian invasion wouldn't be happening. But, you know, to change topics, the election real quick, Gableman's conduct is just it's criminal, him and Robin Voss. So good for the Republican legislator who had some integrity and ethics and morality and said, you know what, this isn't right. We're defrauding the taxpayer. My question is the resignation we should be asking for is Josh Calls. You know, he doesn't seem to be able to straighten his spine and grow up and follow the rule of law. If you're not willing to do the job, you know, stop hiding behind Merrick Garland with fraudulent electors. And if you see fraud going on right in front of you, if this was going on in other areas of the government, I would hope he would invest and bring some lawsuits against these people. They're ripping off the taxpayer. Thank you.
So, Robert, are you still there?
Yes.
So you are calling on Josh Call to investigate Gableman. That's what you're saying.
Yes. I am calling him to charge Gableman and Voss with fraud and send the Republican Party an invoice for all this nonsense. There's no fraud there. They're ripping the taxpayer off.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, Josh Call, if you're listening, there you go. People are calling for an investigation into Gableman. Robert, thank you for the call. Let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, how are you doing today, and what do you have to say?
Yeah, good, Stu, and thanks for filling in. Appreciate it. Always great to hear your voice.
Thank you.
I'm returning to the subject of Ukraine and Senator Johnson, and I don't think you could have a whole hour and run out of material about the interesting and not honest ties between Senator Johnson and the Ukraine situation. Remember, he was the man who went to Moscow along with seven other just Republicans, no Dems at all, and no journalists on any of these meetings between the Russian officials and these senators and one representative on July 4th, okay?
Yeah.
What a really opportune time to make a message. But I would point out that when it comes to the ties and what we can understand about Ron Johnson, that it is It is a GOP Senate Intelligence Committee that said that the Trump campaign welcomed, received, benefited from, and lied about Russian campaign assistance. Okay? That was a GOP-led Senate Intelligence Committee that documented this. So when Ron Johnson gets weak on the idea of what's happening in Ukraine, it's because he has to cover up because of the ties between, as the Senate Intelligence Report said, they said, this is a direct quote, there is a direct tie between senior Trump campaign officials and Russian intelligence services. So, I mean, take Mr. Johnson's comments with a grain of salt about the size of the Empire State Building, because this is not an honest man. Thanks, Stu.
Wow. Wow. Great comments, as always, Joe. Thank you for the call. Some excellent, excellent points there. Thank you for bringing those up. Johnson is not a man that can be trusted. Interesting. Let's go to the next call. It's Terry from the Northwoods. Terry, what do you have to say today?
Oh, well, I'm just talk about the misinformation that's on Facebook, that the Russians, as I understand, put it on Facebook. That's how you influence these people to win that election. Republicans win elections. Al Trump won elections. Misinformation, the KGB. I mean, professional propagandists. That's the only way I can explain how dumb my state is, how ignorant my state is Russian propaganda on Facebook. That's my comment.
Now, Terry, tell me exactly what you're referring to. Are you saying that the election in 2016 that Donald Trump won is that the American public was heavily influenced by Russian propaganda that they saw on Facebook? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And I don't do Facebook, but I make it an observation, my observation, the feedback that I get from people. They say, I don't watch the news. I get my news from Facebook. Well, right. The Russians are on Facebook influencing you with issues. You should vote for this guy, Trump, because he's got your back on health care. He's got your back on taxes. He's got your back on whatever. And that we know that wasn't true. And I tried to tell people it wasn't true. And anyway, I live in a 60-40 neck of the woods, 60% Trump, 40% sanity. So it's tough living up here, but you got
60% Trump and 40% sanity. That's great. Hey, Terry, thanks for the call. We are running out of time, and I appreciate the call. Call back again. I'll be here all week this week. And you are listening to Matt Flynn Direct. I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everybody for listening. I had a great time today. I'll be back tomorrow. And I want to say thanks to Sam back at the studio for taking care of the buttons and the knobs and the controls. Thank you for your help. And tune in tomorrow. Stay tuned, by the way. Got Earl Ingram coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. Matt Flynn Direct, Stu Daniels here. Everybody have a great day today.